Hello.
Hi, this is David, and
yes?
I'm calling you from the security team of the Visa and MasterCard, ma'am, okay?
Yes.
And the reason why I'm calling you up, like this morning, there was some payment tried to be made behind you, ma'am, for some holiday, a vacation to United States. So are you aware about any transaction today?
Sorry?
Are you paying $1,100, $1,100 to someone in United States, ma'am?
Today?
Yeah, this morning around 11:15.
No, I didn't.
11?
No,
you haven't,
I didn't.
Right?
Yes.
And have you, remember, ma'am, have you been outside, like today or in the last couple of days, and you shared any of your information to someone, your details?
No.
Information.
No.
All right. Because somebody tried to cheat you up, and illegally they are using your information online over the internet to cancel up those transactions. And I'm not sure that how it could be possible, like your information has been got leaked out. So you are not aware about it, any payment, right, ma'am?
So I'm not aware about what?
You are not aware about the transaction of $1,100 that is coming out from your account, right?
I didn't try it.
I know, ma'am, you haven't done that, but that's the reason somebody has using your account. So we are calling you up for a security purpose.
Yes, I know.
All right? Because
yes.
We need to cancel those payments as you are not making those transactions.
I didn't try it.
All right. All right. So have you also used your mobile phone today, ma'am?
Use my mobile phone
to check your account. You ordered something online?
No.
All right. And you also receive email and messages on your phone whenever there is any payment made or any funds credited or debited on your account, right?
Yeah.
All right. Because, ma'am, the current location of your mobile network has been tried to hack by those people, whoever is trying to withdraw the money from your account. The location of your network has been shifted to a different country. So I will help you to check that over the recorded line, okay?
Yes, okay. Thanks so much.
All right. All right. You got a Google on your phone, ma'am? On your mobile phone, you use a Google or a Safari?
Google Maps, actually.
No. Only Google. Check for a Google. You can find Google on your phone.
No.
Okay. Is it for the phone that you are using, is it an Apple phone or an Android?
Apple
phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. You do know about the Safari browser. You know Safari browser?
Yes.
Okay. Open up that, ma'am. Tap on that Safari browser.
Sorry?
Click on the Safari browser. Put me on speaker and open up your Safari browser because we are going to cancel up those payments for you right now, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tap on the Safari browser. Can you see in a blue circle, it's like a clock logo, a logo of a clock, Safari.
I didn't see.
Look on the screen on the bottom. You can see a blue color like a compass. A logo like a clock, a blue circle, there will be a white like arrow indicating to the each and other side, ma'am, opposite sides. It's a blue circle. It's called Safari. On your Apple phone, it's a Safari application. Open up that.
Sorry, I didn't see it.
Okay, what can you see on your screen right now?
Can you email it for me?
Definitely, ma'am, we have already sent you the email, but those people, they have blocked your network. So that's the reason I was helping you to check the location of your network, ma'am. Okay? You do one thing. Have you put me on a loudspeaker? Put your phone on loudspeaker, okay?
Yes.
Okay, now, what do you see on your screen? Can you see anything else on your screen, ma'am?
No.
All right. Try to tap on your screen. Have you put me on a speaker?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tap on your screen and swipe up from the bottom on your screen. Swipe it up. Okay. Because those hackers, they are trying to use... Like your pardon, ma'am?
Sorry, I forgot. This phone is the Android, not the
Apple.
Apple. Yes,
phone.
Sorry.
Okay.
No, I have okay. Apple one. Sorry.
Okay, check, look for a Google. You can see a Google application on your phone. Can you see the Google?
I didn't download it.
No, ma'am, it will be already on your phone. No need to download it. It might be already on your phone. Google.
Really?
Wait. I'm sending you a message, ma'am, on your phone. Okay? So we can help you to secure that. Now, you can check your mobile phone right now. You have received a message. Go to your messages on your phone.
I didn't see a message, actually.
Okay, check. You have received a message, a new text message.
Oh, okay. I received it.
Click on that. Now, what do you see on the message? This is a security message, ma'am, okay? Because we need to cancel the money and refund you all the money back into your account, okay? Did you open that message?
Yes.
Okay. Can you see HTTP, the blue link over there, ma'am? Tap on that, and it will directly take you to the Play Store, Google Play Store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you see Joho Assist Customer, ma'am? It says install, right?
Here in the phone demo.
Can you see the HTTP link below there? HTTP. In the blue?
Yes.
All right. Click on that, ma'am, and it will take you to the Play Store because your network is not secured, so we need to block those people and change the IP address of your location. It is showing in United States. If you're able to open up the Google, I can show you up. But you are not able to do that. That's the reason we are helping you up through the security portal. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Have you clicked on the link, HTTP, the blue link on the message?
Yeah.
Below on the message. Okay, now what do you see, ma'am? Can you see Joho Assist Customer?
I have seen a report that says fill in the form below the report to remove the...
Yep. And below that, can you see HTTP? In a blue letters is written HTTP link.
Yes.
Click on that HTTP, the blue link over there, ma'am. It's a security link, okay?
Security.
Yeah, so security. ACSC, the Australian Cyber Security, has sent you this notification message, ma'am. To track those people, those hackers, from where they are coming up into you. Okay? Now, what do you see once you click on that?
Security.
Did you click on that HTTP link, ma'am? Have you clicked on that?
Yes, I have clicked it.
All right. Now, what do you see now? What's come up on the screen? Just tell me so that I can guide you up now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see Joho Assist Customer or Joho Customer is asking you to install?
I can't open it.
You need to install it, ma'am. What do you see? Read out to me so that I can help you. Read out. What can you see on your screen?
I didn't open it, actually.
Ma'am, tell me what can you see over there so that I can help you up.
What opening.
Is Click on open.
The web page is still opening.
Okay, you do one thing, close everything. Close up and go to your home screen where you can see all your application on your phone. Okay?
Mm.
To your main screen. Can you see all your apps?
Yes.
Okay, what are the applications can you see? Slowly read out to me one by one. Can you see what are the applications?
Tap below to install the app from App Store and enter session.
Yeah, click on that. Go to the App Store. Ma'am, you got an Apple phone, ma'am. It's not an Android. It's an Apple phone. It's an iPhone. Have you used App Store? Do you know about the App Store on your phone? Go to the App Store. Swipe your screen from the bottom. Swipe it up. You can see all of your application. And
yeah.
All of the application open up the App Store. APP App Store. Did you find the App Store, ma'am?
No, which you need to download, you mean.
Okay. On the app. All right. On the App Store, type the AMYDESK, any desk.
AMY?
Yeah, AM, N for no, N for November, Y for yellow, any DESK, desk, any desk. Yeah, D for doctor, E for echo, S for Sunday, and K for kilo, any desk, okay?
I didn't
find it. The red app, any desk, on the App Store. On the search, okay?
I'm trying.
What did you type? Okay, what did you type in, ma'am? Slowly, tell me. A for Australia, right?
AMYDESK.
No. Oh, delete that. Remove it. I'm pronouncing
okay.
You the words. A for Australia.
A.
M for Nancy.
M.
N for Nancy. N as a no.
M-O-N.
M. N for no. N for nothing. Yeah,
yep.
For nothing. Now, after N, type Y. Y for yellow. A-N-Y.
A-N-Y.
Yeah, then B. B for doctor.
A.
B as in doctor. B for David. Okay?
Yes.
E. A for echo. E as in echo.
Mm-hmm.
S for Sunday. S for security.
Yes.
S for Sunday. And
yes.
K. K for kangaroo. K for
beach.
Yes. Now search for that. You can see the red logo application will be coming up. A white diamond logo inside there.
Mm-hmm.
Any desk? Can you see any desk? Remote desktop. Can you see the red one?
Yes.
Click on that, ma'am. This is a security application. It will help you to block those hackers, whoever is trying to access your network from United States of America. And we will help you to check each and everything, how those people get access into your network, ma'am. Okay? And
okay.
Don't share or read out any of your details. Is it downloading? Did you click on get? Can you see it says install or get, right? The any desk. Is it downloading, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, once it downloads, you will see open, and you will be getting a security verification number over there, a one-time security verification number, okay?
Okay, yes.
Once it will be complete, you can see the option there, open. Once you press on the open, you will be see the numbers over coming up there, ma'am, the security numbers, because
mm-hmm.
We need to block those people, because they are getting access into your network since a long time, ma'am. Since a couple of days, they try to get access into your network. And today they were successful to make those transaction requests. So we need to secure and block each and every transaction which has been attempted without your permission. And we don't want you to lose any of your single penny from your account, ma'am, okay?
Okay.
All right.
We are not wrong. Which garment are wrong? Which garment? Which garment are you from?
We are calling you from the ACSC, ma'am, the Australian Cyber Security Center of the Visa MasterCard headquarters, okay? The Australian Cyber Security Department. I will be show you up the page where we are going to also report the fraudulent activity, the cybercrime incident behind you, ma'am. All right? We are going to report it on the website. So don't worry. Once we let you secure your network, we will help you to do each and everything, ma'am. Okay?
Okay.
Is it installing? Is it complete now?
Yes.
All right. Click on open. Can you see the option? Open. Tap on open.
Yes, I've opened.
All right. Now, can you see your address? Any numbers showing up to you, ma'am?
Sorry, for a moment.
All right. You can see there will be a 9-digit number which says your address. Can you see the numbers? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yes, I can hear you, but I wanted to know, do you want to remotely control my phone?
No. No, ma'am, we don't want to do that because those hackers has already got access to your network. So you are not able to open up the Google and the Safari. So we are just helping you so that we can help you to guide you up how you can check the IP address, the changes, and the online fraudulent transaction which was been attempted. So we are just securing your network. And you will be getting a security notification from the bank server itself, ma'am, because those hackers, they have blocked your network, ma'am. That's the reason. This is a software which will help you to remove, block those people from your network, those hackers. All right?
Okay.
This is a security application. All right. Can you see the numbers over there?
Yes, I can see nine numbers.
Yeah, help me with those numbers so I can send you the request for the cancellation with the security notification, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. Slowly and clearly read out the numbers. Can you see the numbers?
635.
Okay.
050.
Okay.
289.
All right. Now, ma'am, I need to explain you that those hackers are still getting access to your network of your internet IP address. So, at the meanwhile, the bank is trying to secure your network. The Australian Cyber Security is trying to remove those hackers from your network. So, as your network is getting secured, so you might be getting a security notification, a security warning. So, before you receive all those notifications, ma'am, just let me know so that I can guide you up, okay? Now, be on the same screen where you can see all these numbers. Now, you can check. Have you received any security notification, ma'am? On your screen?
Yes, I have received a warning.
Yeah, because those hackers are still connecting to your network. So you need to tick on the check boxes. I am aware of this and don't show this again. And then click on I trust this call on the bottom in a yellow. It says I trust this call. And you can see the checkbox. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again, right? Then click on accept or trust. I trust this call and wait. Don't do anything, ma'am. Wait. Wait for the next page.
Why can't you tell me how can I do but not it? I mean, I wanted to do it by myself. I don't want everyone to control my phone.
No, ma'am, ma'am, listen to me. Nobody is controlling your device or nobody is using. We are the security people. Those hackers, they are using your Google IP address, your mobile network. So you are not able to open up the Google. That's the reason, ma'am, we are securing your network through the secure server, okay? Nobody is controlling your device. Those hackers has already got access to your mobile network. So we are just trying to block them, ma'am. And that's the reason you are securing with the bank server. Your network is getting secured. That's the reason this security warning are coming up, because those bank people doesn't know that there are hackers on your network, ma'am. So what they are doing is they are just verifying your network and securing it by yourself so that those hackers will no more got access to your internet IP address, ma'am. All right? And these things could not be repeated back to you in the near future as well. I will show you up each and everything, ma'am. Don't worry. And you are not going to pay anything for the security service, or we are not going to ask you to share any of your details, ma'am, over here. All right? So please be rest assured. I will help you on the Google while checking the IP address, ma'am. So once again, you will be getting the security notification. So just press on that. I am aware of this. Don't show this again. And then accept. Okay? Did you receive the notification once again, ma'am? Can you hear me?
I still don't want to receive this request.
Ma'am, these people have already getting access to your device. That's the reason this notification, as you are, your network is secured, so this notification should be come up to you earlier. You might see this notification earlier.
Excuse me, sir. Can I do all of these things in the bank?
Ma'am, that's what I'm trying to tell you. You are getting this notification from the bank itself. Once you receive, once you click on accept, you will be on the next page. It will be coming you up from where this notification are coming, ma'am. So just give me a one chance to prove myself, ma'am. All right? So don't worry about anything. Once you click on accept, you will be able to see on your mobile phone where from where this notification was coming up. All right?
I think one or two. Well, I just wanted to go to the bank and let someone tell me whether it is true or not.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am. Once you
just receive a call and let me to do something, I need to follow it. It's pretty hard.
Ma'am, you do one thing. Okay, I understand. I understand what you are trying to do. Don't do anything, ma'am. Just simply go to the Google and check my IP country and see the results. Is it showing you in the Australia or it is showing you in a different country? Everything will be clear in your mind, ma'am. The questions, the doubt that you have, everything will be get cleared. Open up the Google. You got a Google on your phone, ma'am? Go to the Google browser, okay? I don't want you to do anything. Just go to the Google. Open up the Google page.
And then?
On the Google, you can see the search, right, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. But on the search, don't tell me anything, ma'am. I don't want you to read out or share any information. Just have a look with your own eyes. So you might believe what we are trying to tell you. On the Google, type there my. M for mother, Y for yellow. My.
My.
On the Google, yeah. Then give a space. Put a space, ma'am, after my. Then type the number one, the figure one.
My God.
After my. Yeah, after my, give a space. Then number one, the figure one, the numeric one, okay?
And then?
P for Peter, ma'am. P as in Peter.
Where?
Again, give a space, then type address. A for Australia, B for doctor again, R for Roger, E for Echo, S for...
Which word I need to cut? My or A?
All right. My 1P address country. This is the whole thing you need to type in on the Google, ma'am. My space 1, the number 1, P for Peter. Then again give a space address. Then give a space country. and check for the results. Don't tell me anything, just have a look with your own eyes now, by yourself. So should
my
be my 1P. And yeah, my 1P, the number 1, the letter 1. My 1P address country.
Okay.
Once you do that, all right. Mm-hmm. Now click on search, ma'am. My 1P address country.
Mm-hmm.
Have you click on search?
Yeah.
Now can you see the results coming up there, ma'am? Your details about your IP address and the numbers showing you up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you see the country and the state, the location?
Yeah, I can see.
Are you in the United States of America right now? Are you there?
No.
That's the reason, ma'am. This is the thing that you are not getting any email or any message from those, from the bank itself, because those hackers, they have shipped your IP address to a different country, somewhere in the United States. So I'm not sure how it could be possible for them to get access to your network and yet how it's possible for them to change the IP address. So we are just securing these things. We are changing the IP address. And those hackers have shifted your IP address to a different country. That's the reason you are getting the security warning at the meanwhile where you are securing your network. Now you understand, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, close this Google page. You can remove the IP address page, okay? Click delete my 1P address over there. Now, I will help you from where we are calling you up. I will show you the website, ma'am. So you might get rest assured about as well that things, all right? Now, delete the my 1P address on the search. Delete it from there.
Where?
From the search, delete the my 1P address. And you need to type ACSC Australia, the Australian Cyber Security Australia. Okay?
Instead
of my IP address, type ACSC. Okay?
Where I need to type it?
On the Google, ma'am. Once again on the Google. So delete that my 1P address. And again on the blank search, type there A Australia.
A.
Press A. Did you type in A?
Yes, A.
Yeah, C. C for
C.
Charlie.
Yes, C.
S for Sunday. S for Sunday.
S.
Again, C for Charlie.
C.
Yeah, give a space. Put a space.
Space.
Yeah, Australia. Now type Australia. ACSC Australia, ma'am.
A again. Type A again.
ACSC Australia. Now search for that, ma'am. This is the exact security website from where we are calling you up. ACSC.
Okay.
Yes, homepage. Click on that because we are going to report a cybercrime activity that was been tried to attempt it behind you, ma'am. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We are reporting the fraudulent activity. Now, what? Once you click on the ACSC homepage, what do you see?
I see the Australian government, Australian government homepage. My God, where it is.
Now you have a comment on the cyber incident.
Sorry? Excuse me? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello. Excuse me.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I can hear you now, but not very clear. Hello?
All right, ma'am. Did you find the ACSC homepage?
Yes, I find it.
Okay, click on that ACSC homepage. Now you can see the page, cybercrime security page has been come up to you, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I see the homepage and where I need to
now
click.
Sorry,
I can't hear you.
Cyber crime, cyber incident.
Excuse me.
Yeah, report a cyber on a cyber security incident.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Where I need to click?
See that, ma'am?
Excuse me.
Click on that.
Click what? Hello?
Sorry.
Can you call me again? I can't hear you, I can't hear you, sir. Hello? Where are you to click? I can't hear you.
What? I'll be now. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, ma'am. There is a problem coming up, ma'am. Your voice is breaking. Can you hear me now? Am I audible to you?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Have you clicked on the report cybercrime cybersecurity incident, ma'am? Did you click on report?
There is a report. I didn't find it.
Yes. Now you can.
I'm still on the homepage.
Click on the ACSC. Okay. Can you see a cyber crime or a cyber security incident?
Report. A report.
Yeah. Click on that. From that.
Security incident. Okay. And then, yes,
have you clicked on that report option, ma'am?
Yes, I have clicked and opened another new page.
Okay, now you can see it says an individual. Who are you reporting on?
Where? Sorry? Excuse me, I can't hear you.
Okay. Okay, can you hear me now, ma'am?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right. Now, once you clean that report, you can see there will be a three option. Who are you reporting on a behalf of, right, ma'am?
Yes. There are three options.
Okay. You need to select an individual, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, once you click on the individual, you can see successfully you will be reporting a cyber crime to the police to re-report cyber. Now, the Australian Federal Police are also getting involved in this investigation, ma'am. All right. They will help you to catch those hackers and make sure that in the near future you will be not facing any sort of problem related to your accounts. All right. Now close the Google page. Now you understand, ma'am, why we are asking you to secure your IP address first. Now go back to the AnyDesk application again, okay? Once you're on the AnyDesk app, the red application that you downloaded on your phone, AnyDesk, open up that.
Why I cannot choose another option just below it? It is a report
Because, ma'am, you are using your individual account has been targeted, right? So you need to select an individual now. Okay? Are you using a business organization? You're not, right? And are you, like, apart from the business organization, what is the last option now? Are you a government department or agency? You are not, right? So that's the reason, ma'am, you are selecting an individual because your individual account has been targeted. Can you see what is written on the top? who are you reporting on a behalf of?
Okay.
All right. Now, have you clicked on that, an individual? You
yes,
are reporting yourself, ma'am. Your individual account has been targeted. That's the reason you are reporting to the Cybercrime Security Department on a, as an individual basis. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And your individual account will be get secured, ma'am. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, close the Google page. Close everything from the Google.
And then?
Have you, all right. Now, go back to the AnyDesk application, the red application AnyDesk that you downloaded from the App Store, the red one. It is added on your phone, on your home screen, right, ma'am?
Okay.
All right. Now, you can still see the security numbers there. Now, the same notification message will be come up to you, the security warning. So, this time, you need to press on accept so that the location which was showing in United States, it will be changed back to Australia. And you will be canceling the transaction and refund you the money that was been tried to taken out. We need to block the payment first, okay?
But how can you prove
now,
that you are come from the...
Ma'am, the ACSC is an Australian cyber security page, ma'am. And you have report all the fraudulent activity on the directly on the security portal, ma'am. I understand you in your mind there are a lot of questions, ma'am. But are you in as you are in Australia, so how is the changes of your IP address was doing in United States? So you need to understand, ma'am. Since a long time I'm trying to convince you of. If I'm not a legal person, ma'am, I would directly ask you to verify your detail over the recorded line, ma'am. But I'm suggesting you that never ever share any of your details to anybody, ma'am. Because your account has been already under threat, right?
Okay. Okay.
Somebody from a different country has already tried to use it. So I don't want you to be the part of this fraud, ma'am. And I want you to be make sure that in the near future as well, you won't face any sort of problem like this, okay? Now, you can receive the security warning again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Click on the check boxes because this warning will not come up to you two again. Because this warning should be come up to you earlier when the hackers try to reach you up. But what they did, at the meanwhile, they change your network location, so this warning notification has been come up to you yet. Now, as the bank is securing, trying to secure your IP address, so this warning is coming up to you now, all right? Because the legal department, the Australian Cyber Security doesn't know that those hackers are still active on your network. That's the reason they are verifying your network, and that's the reason there is a security warning coming up now. Okay, have you clicked on that, the security notification? I'm aware of the risk, don't show this again, right? Click on the check boxes and then accept, okay? Once you click on the accept, you can see there will be a three option coming up to you, ma'am. Start recording, start now, or start broadcast.
But once I check my IP address, use other websites, they are still in Australia,
yeah.
But in the United States.
Yes, that's the problem, ma'am. It is continuously, it is fluctuating, ma'am. It is continuously fluctuating. That's the reason you are facing all this problem, okay? Because there is a continue, once it is showing you in Australia, one will be showing you in the United States, okay?
Okay.
Now, what on which page are you? Are you on the AnyDesk page, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you receive the security warning again?
Yeah.
I will also help you to show. All right. Click on the checkbox. I am aware of the risk. Don't show this again. Then accept. Now, what do you see next?
A safety warning.
Yeah. Have you tick on the check boxes, the small square boxes? You need to tick on that, both of the boxes.
Bank security server.
Yes. Now you're able to see, ma'am. That's what I was trying to see. Once you accept that, then this will become up to you. All right? Now click on start now. Because the security session is getting started for you, ma'am. Okay?
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Go back to your home screen and check all the applications. Are you using any eBay app on your phone? Check for the eBay application on your phone. There is no eBay app, right? Okay.
No.
Check all your application one by one. And you use apps on your phone, right, ma'am, banking apps?
Sorry?
You do have a bank app on your mobile phone as well, right, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. Check, log in and check if there is any money missing or not, ma'am. Don't tell me anything. Don't freak out. The city only log in and check. Once you do log in, do let me know, okay? Log in, check, and log out. Securely log out from there. Alright? And apart from this mobile, you haven't used any other device for your banking or any other stuff, right, ma'am? You haven't used any other mobile phone?
Actually, I have another mobile phone, but don't have the. But on that mobile phone, I don't have the SIM card.
Okay. Go back to your home screen.
Sorry.
Go back to the home page, ma'am. Go back to the home page.
Home page.
All right. Now, if you have a bank app, log into your bank app and check if there is any money missing out from your account, ma'am. City only login. Once you log in, let me know. Log in and log out. Just log in. If there is any bank app on your phone, just log in.
When I log in, can you see it?
No, ma'am. No, we are not able to. That's the reason I'm trying to tell you. Like, just log in, check, and log out. Don't do anything, ma'am. If we would be able to see, ma'am, why would we ask you to do all these things? We can directly do it from our end, right? Go to the home page. On which page are you?
Sorry?
Ma'am, have you removed us from the security session? You are creating a problem by yourself, ma'am.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry.
Okay, open up once again.
Yeah.
AnyDesk app. All right. Now, the same way, you will be getting a security notification. Click on
mm-hmm.
that. The check boxes, now you will see the bank security server accept, then start now.
Mm-hmm.
Once you click on start now, do let me know. Click on that. Because, ma'am, those hackers, as your internet network is securing back to Australia, ma'am, we are getting there was a multiple transaction attempted. And they also tried to order some online gift card, Apple gift cards. And you never purchase any Apple gift card from your end, right?
I have checked all my accounts, but no missing.
Nothing is missing. All right. All right. Open up the AnyDesk app again, ma'am, the security application. Go back to the AnyDesk app.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what do you see? The same numbers, right?
Yes.
All right. Now you will be again getting a security warning, right?
Yes.
All right, do the things as you did previously, ma'am. Click on the check boxes, click on accept, then start now. Okay, now go back to your home screen where you can see all of your apps. And did you log in on this phone, ma'am, or you check it from a different phone?
Check it from other phone.
Other phone. Okay. Now, swipe up your screen, swipe it up, and check all the applications one by one. If there is any application new, apart from the AnyDesk, without your authorization, if there is any app getting downloaded, ma'am, check all your application one by one, all right? If you find something illegal or something new added, let me know, okay?
What's something new?
Check all of your application on your phone, all the apps. Are you there?
Yes, I'm checking.
All right. Ma'am, on which phone are you checking? You need to check it on your this phone.
No, not on this phone. Hello? Hello, I can't hear you, sir. Hello? Excuse me. Can you email all the staff for me to my email address? Hello? I don't have time to receive calls now. Excuse me. Hello? Hello.